This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. A federal judge this week denied a settlement between prosecutors and Wake Med over Medicare fraud. It's the second time U.S. District Judge Terrence Boyle rejected the agreement. He wants more stringent oversight of the settlement and assurances that the crimes aren't still being committed. Joe Neff is a reporter with the News and Observer, has been following the story and joins us now. Welcome back, Joe.
Good to be here.
So tell us about the fraud itself. What's going on here?
Well, a routine audit back in 2007 turned up that there was a problem with how WakeMed was billing some heart procedures. People were going to WakeMed for a heart procedure. The doctor would code it as an outpatient visit, and WakeMed would bill Medicare for the more expensive inpatient visit. Or sometimes the doctor didn't specify either inpatient or outpatient, and WakeMed would apparently default to the more lucrative inpatient billing. It got referred to the feds in Washington, both at the Health and Human Services and the federal prosecutors, and they worked for a couple of years to hammer out an agreement, a deferred prosecution agreement, where WakeMed would pay $8 million back to the federal government and would be on a curious sort of probation for 2 years.
How curious?
Well, usually these deferred prosecution agreements is like the judge said, a kid gets caught with marijuana at the Outer Banks, you plead guilty, and if you behave for 2 years, then they wipe out the charges. Here, there is no guilty plea. It's just that we put you on the deferred prosecution, and if you behave for 2 years, then we never file the charges against you. And so instead of being on probation where you report to the judge and a probation officer, it's just between the hospital and the prosecutors. So there's no public oversight. There's no court file. There's no reporting back to the judge.
Oh, so we don't really know if you're on your best behavior. We have to trust that you and the prosecutor are doing this on the up and up.
Right. There's an auditor or firm that monitors, but those, you know, that's not public. And maybe at the end of 2 years, the prosecutors will come in and say everything's fine, or maybe they'll say we want to extend this term of probation. But there really is no outside.
Then this bothers Judge Boyle. He actually rejected this agreement twice.
He has twice been in court and twice refused to sign it. And that was one of the things that he didn't like, is that how do I know that as this probationary period goes on, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, what's going on? He wants to know. He's handled this in criminal cases, civil cases, and he's an active and involved judge who wants to move things along. Some of the other things that he didn't like is that he had so many questions about whether it was in the public interest, was all the misbehavior caught, were people going, patients going to be repaid? He just unloaded a downspout of questions on the prosecutor, and he wasn't satisfied.
You know, there's a curious exchange between the judge and the prosecutor that you reported in the paper where the judge says, well, how high up does this go? And the prosecutor says, well, we don't think the people at the top knew. And they say, how do you know that? We said, well, we're not sure because we really haven't completed the investigation.
Well, he said, how high up does it go? It goes to a mid-level manager. Well, what's the motive? She didn't make any money off of it. No, she was just trying to make more money for the corporate entity, WakeMed. And he found that, though the adjective he used was, that's irrational. And the prosecutor says, we have no evidence that it goes up any higher. So,
and the judge wants him to keep looking. So that's part of it. This deferred prosecution, interesting process. How long has this been going on?
These deferred prosecution agreements really sprang up after the Enron case when the federal prosecutors, they prosecuted Arthur Andersen, the accounting firm. And when they were found guilty, that basically, for all intents and purposes, spelled the end of that huge accounting firm. A lot of innocent people lost their jobs because of that. And so for these big agreements, they've become much more popular since then. There's probably been about 250 of them. And what's unique about the WakeMed case is that in these other 250, from Adelphia Communications to Zimmer Holdings, this WakeMed case is the only one where a judge just has not rubber stamped it and signed it.
That is unique. And in fact, he did it twice. Any indication that what Judge Boyle did here is going to have any impact on other cases around the country?
Well, I think that it, will it be, will the Other federal judges at their annual conferences take note of this? Will the Department of Justice take note? It's hard to say. It's the first.
Because, let's take our case of the kid on probation. If they were the sole supporter of a family, they would still go to jail under our criminal justice system if they were prosecuted and found guilty. And yet you're saying the corporations are too big to fail. We're worried about their employees and stockholders.
Correct. One of the cases that Judge Boyle pointed out was that there was a woman who committed insurance fraud, single mom, difficult situation, and he sentenced her to over a year in prison for stealing a little over $100,000. And here in Wake Med, you have a corporate entity that you can't sentence to prison. And so he found that troubling.
So what happens now? This is the settlement's been rejected twice. So they sit down again, prosecutors in Wake Med?
No. Judge Boyle will go back to his chambers, make a decision whether he's going to accept it or not. If he does accept it, he's made it clear that he is going to write his own order and probably add conditions in here that he wants, more accountability, more reporting back, more judicial supervision, et cetera.
And that would be something that the prosecutors and Wake Med would have to agree to. Otherwise, you go through the whole court process.
Correct. Right? I think at this point, I won't use a crystal ball as to what the judge will do, but I imagine that the two sides would like to get this over with, and they'll probably agree with whatever Judge Boyle comes up with.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Joe Neff, a reporter for the News and Observer on the Wake Med and agreement over Medicare fraud. Coming up next, how climate change will affect agriculture and what farmers might be able to do about it. On the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.